2022 in America has seen quite a bit of strife and struggle, not only in the global world, but in our backyards as well, especially when it comes to racism and prejudice in America. It's an ongoing conversation that is oftentimes disregarded or minimized or marginalized, but the point of conversations is to generate some empathy, some understanding. Angie Thomas has been working on this for the last decade and more. It first started with her book, The Hate U Give, which was adapted into a movie back in 2017, and now it continues with a prequel to that story, Concrete Rose, which is set 17 years before the events of The Hate U Give. Angie Thomas joins us to discuss her inspiration for writing these books, why empathy matters in storytelling, and how the conversation about racism continues to evolve. This interview was conducted originally May 5th of 2022.
Hello.
You're welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much. We have a great opportunity now to speak with Angie Thomas. She's been on the New York bestseller list for quite a while. Back in, was it back in 2008 that you wrote The Hate U Give, Angie?
I first wrote it as a short story back in 2011 while I was in college, and then the book came out in 2017.
And the book did incredibly well. It debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list and has been adopted into a movie with a 97% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. That is absolutely extraordinary. Do you mind giving a little background to The Hate U Give and why it's so important for you?
Yeah, well, when I first wrote it, I was a lot like the main character star. I lived in a mostly black, poor neighborhood, you know, that you can call the hood. And I went to a mostly white, upper-class private school. And I often found myself being two different people in two different worlds, but I also often found myself being silent at times when I probably shouldn't have been. But there was a young man by the name of Oscar Grant in Oakland, California, who lost his life at the hands of police brutality, and his death affected me so much. Even though I didn't know him personally, I took it very personally. But a lot of my classmates at my college either did not care or they tried to justify why it was okay that he lost his life. And so I didn't know what to do with all the anger and the hurt and the frustration I was feeling. And so I decided to write. And I wrote a short story about a boy named Khalil, who was a lot like Oscar, and a girl named Star, who navigated two different worlds like me. And essentially that's how The Hate U Give came about. But what has surprised me is that the story of Star and then even my own experience is the experience of so many young people in this country, especially young black women. And it's a story that has not only resonated with them, but it's resonated with others and helped them understand why we say Black Lives Matter.
You have released a prequel to The Hate U Give, Concrete Rose, and that follows the Carter family, the central characters. And the Carter family really seemed to bridge the two worlds, as you describe. It was really well received by all sorts of readers. Why do you think the Carter family has resonated so much?
I think because this is a family so many people know, or it's a family we've only gotten glimpses of, and we haven't seen up close nearly enough. But it's a family that absolutely exists. I know families just like the Carters who choose to live in a neighborhood like the one in the book, Garden Heights. They choose to live there so that they can hopefully make a positive impact on the community. But they're still a hardworking, loving family, and they're dedicated to doing the right thing, and they're dedicated to helping this community grow in the right direction. So it was important for me to show that because it exists. They're not a unicorn. They're real. They exist, and we need to see more of that. And I think that's why so many people have gravitated towards them, is because it's something we all want to see more of, and we don't see nearly enough.
Angie, when you were writing this prequel, Concrete Rose, were your expectations as a writer, did they change for yourself after the enormous success of The Hate U Give?
You know, at first they did, but what I've just done, I've stopped placing expectations on myself. I think as a creative, as far as the success goes, you can't place any expectations on yourself. You're limiting yourself by putting any expectations on your success because their success is out of your control. The only thing that I've placed expectations on is the outcome, the finished product, what the book looks like from a creative standpoint. And for me, that means making sure I have a fully developed character, having a story that shows an actual person and a lived experience, and it respects the people who actually live that experience. and it shows a reflection that isn't distorted. So as a creative, that's the only expectation I place on myself. Everything else is kind of like house money, as they say.
I imagine that after the book, The Hate U Give, received such a massive acclaim that you got a lot of feedback from people and a lot of stories. Did any of those stories kind of plant seeds for your own creative ideas in The Concrete Rose?
It did. It was honestly in talking to my readers and having conversations with them about the character of Maverick and having them ask me these questions about him. That's what led to me deciding to write Concrete Rose. That book would not exist if it weren't for my readers and their love and support for that character. But I also heard from people who saw themselves in Maverick, specifically young Black men who saw themselves in Maverick and just wanted to see how did he become the person we see in The Hate U Give, and because in some ways they were looking for a roadmap for themselves. So I was honored to be able to give them that through this book.
The Concrete Rose does take more of an eye of being a Black man in America. Why do you think that was important to include that in your storytelling?
Well, when I was working on Concrete Rose, I was working on it in 2020 when the name George Floyd became such an important name to so many of us. And I constantly saw Mr. George Floyd lose his life over and over again as videos of his final moments were played over and over on television and on the internet. But what that also meant was I saw Mr. George Floyd be dehumanized over and over again. And it reminded me of the importance of humanizing young Black boys and Black men in literature and media, period. And it placed that responsibility on my shoulders even heavier. So I wanted to show Maverick as this young man who has made mistakes. He has chosen some things that aren't necessarily the best choices, but he's learning, he's growing, and he needs that support. He needs that grace that so many of us don't give young men like him. He needs that grace to make mistakes and to learn from them. But more than anything, he needs to be looked at as a human being, and he needs more people to ask why as opposed to just focusing on what he's doing. Ask why he's doing it. And I think that's what we need for Black boys more so than anything right now.
Angie Thomas, your books, The Hate U Give and Concrete Rose, have an unrelenting view of racism in America and of also having conversations around Black Lives Matter. Why is it so important to have these conversations? And why is it important for having these conversations start from reading books?
Well, books help create empathy. Books put you in the shoes of someone who is either like you or unlike you. And it makes you look at things through their perspective, and it changes your perspective of the world as a result. So I think it's important to have these stories. You know, there have been a lot of conversations about my books and book bannings, and, you know, people want to say I have a political agenda. I do not think about politics when I sit down to write my books. Honestly, that would be boring if I did. I'm not thinking about politics. I'm thinking about perspectives. I'm thinking about personal stories. I'm thinking about the people. I'm thinking about the young people who will see themselves in these stories. And my goal is to give them stories that show them themselves and show the world what they're dealing with in hopes that people get upset about the things that they're dealing with and not the stories that are talking about the things that they're dealing with. So it's important for not just young Black kids to get these books, but for other kids as well to see these books and to see these things that these young people are dealing with and change their own perspectives and views of the world.
Angie, you mentioned that your book was experiencing some book banning itself, which seems to be somehow stunningly a resurrection of 60 years of crazy ideas of banning books. Your book was banned in a school district in Illinois. Why do you think some Americans in a land of the free, where free speech supposedly reigns, why are some people just having difficulty reconciling the ideas in some books with this idea of everybody being able to speak freely?
I think it's because it makes people uncomfortable to have to face these things and have to face that this is a reality, that these books are showing a reality that is true for so many people in this country. And I think it scares them to know that these things are happening or that their children can learn about these things happening to other people. But I wish that they'd start thinking about the fact that these things are happening to other children. You know, when I'm writing these stories, I'm writing about things that Black kids are dealing with every day in this country. And I need more people to be aware of them. So it's interesting, you know, free speech is not free when it comes to the Black experience. It never has been. And we have to keep fighting for a country and a society in which Black storytellers, Black creatives, are able to tell our stories even when they make others uncomfortable, and to be able to tell our truth even when they make others uncomfortable, so that everybody can be aware of what's going on, so that we can actually create some change.
Seems fear of the unknown is really a deep driver in not wanting to have these conversations. Your books, as you mentioned, are really hoping to build empathy and having conversation. How can people have that conversation outside of the book? Do you have study groups or different websites that people can continue the conversation after Concrete Rose or The Hate U Give?
Yeah, if you go on my website, there are resources available on angiethomas.com. And then even in the paperback editions of the books themselves, there are resources available, not only for having the conversations, but getting involved with organizations that address some of the issues that the books bring about.
Well, Angie Thomas, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. And anything else you'd like to include about your books or anything at all?
Oh, no. You can find me online at Angie C. Thomas on Twitter, at Angie Thomas on Instagram. I have more books, more films, more TV shows coming. More stories to tell. So thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Cannot wait for more. Thank you so much and continue the good work.
Thank you.
Take care. Angie Thomas is the author of quite a few books, including The Hate U Give and Concrete Rose. This interview was originally conducted May 5th of 2022.